Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
And I'm delighted to say joining me in the studio is Stephen Chalkley. Good evening, Stephen.
Hi, hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, welcome along. First time on the show.
Yes.
For yourself. But you're here representing the Epsom Light Opera Company, who I think are classed as friends of the show now.
Oh, yes. I hope so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've got another show coming up. It's Come Round Again.
Yeah, do. Yeah, 2 a year. So only 2 weeks. 2 weeks tonight is when we open.
Thank you. Okay. And what are you doing this time around?
We're doing Hot Mikado.
Okay. Now, that's one I've heard of, but I don't know anything about, so I'm interested to find. I've heard of the Mikado as well.
Okay.
So tell us, what's it all about?
Yes. Okay. So you know the Mikado, that's a fantastic traditional Gilbert Sullivan show from written over 100 years ago, still valid, still very funny. And this is a sort of a jazzed up version of it. I think some Americans were performing the traditional Mikado back in the 80s. And they were sort of swinging it and jazzing it in the dressing room. And they said, why not put on a different show? And that is what the Hot Mikado is. It's 95% Gilbert Sullivan's and words and music, but with a bit of swing and a jazz to make it. And set in America.
Okay.
So you've got all the characters there. You've got the Mikado and Katisha, all the comedy's there and the music is there, but tweaked and spiced up.
So for anyone who doesn't know either the Mikado or the Hot Mikado, give us a little bit of the idea of the story.
Okay, it is set in Japan, the Mikado, but this one has been updated into be sort of 40s America.
Mm-hmm.
And the sort of the governor or the king or the Mikado is a bit of a, well, sadist. He passes a law that says anyone who flirts has got to have their head chopped off. Got to be beheaded.
Sounds a bit harsh.
Now, this it is, and this town called Titipu gets round it by taking the next person who's due to be released from jail and saying, right, you are the executioner, so you've got to chop people's heads off, but first of all you've got to chop your own head off. So that gets around it by meaning that the beheading stops.
Ah.
Which is really good. And somebody called a young man called Nanki Poo turns up into the town and says he's looking for someone called Yum Yum, and Yum Yum is there in Nanki Poo, but she is engaged to the Lord High Executioner, so he's a bit annoyed about that. So he says, "Well, I'm going to end my life because I want to marry Yum Yum, and you are." Then the town receives a letter from the Mikado saying, "Why haven't you had a beheading here? You know, you've been a whole year, and why haven't you had a beheading?" Coco, the Lord High Executioner, which is what I've got the pleasure of playing, says, "Well, why don't we have you as the person we can behead?" So Nanki Poo says, "Okay, I will do that, but as long as I can marry Yum Yum for a month." So they get around this by saying, "Okay, we'll behead you in a month. When the Mikado turns up, everything will be fine." But then, at the end of this, I nearly got to the end of Act One. Then an elderly lady, the part of Katisha, who's played by my wife Rachel, she comes on and she's looking for Nanki Poo. Where is my lover? Where's my lover? My young lover. She turns up, and of course she realizes he's there, and he's looking for. He's looking for her lover. But all the town says, go away, you know, go away. So that is the end of Act One. So it's a bit of a farce.
I was going to say it sounds quite farcy.
Yes. But there's so much comedy in there, so much fantastic music and costumes. So that's the end of Act One.
Okay. There you go. And you'll have to go and see it to find out what happens next.
Yes.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I've done some GNS in the past, and in some ways, when you think about them, they feel a bit over... I thought they feel a bit overcomplicated, but actually, when you see it performed, it's... I think it's trying to describe it in the way that you've just had to throw at you.
It is.
Trying to describe it in a nutshell is actually it becomes quite complicated to describe. But watching it sort of unfold on stage, it's not at all.
No. The Gilbert was, you know, he started off being a storyteller, where they're creating all these characters like the Baba Ballad. So he was a real good storyteller and a real wordsmith. So he weaves these stories. But as you say, when you're there, you're enjoying it, and it's all there, you know, all there for your pleasure.
So tell us a little bit more about you, Stephen. We'll come back to Hopping Harder in a minute. Okay. How did you get involved in performing? And have you been performing long?
I have, yeah, since my 20s. I joined Harlow Opera Company a long time ago, and wherever I've been, I joined the local amateur society. And about 3 or 4 years ago, moved into the area, into Epsom, and found Epsom Light Opera Company, and I've loved it and been there ever since. I've done three shows with them, MAME and Curtains and Calamity Jane, and they're a lovely, friendly society, a charity who put on these great shows. So that's why I'm with them.
And what got you into performing in the first place? What was the draw?
It's just... it's the buzz, you know. You've got 6 months of preparation, you're working towards something, you've got singing, you've got the fantasy of being in a show, you've got a costume to get dressed in, you can pretend you're somebody else, there's a story there, and there's real great team spirit, you know. It's like going over the top, you know, with somebody. You're there, you're in their hands and they're in your hands. That creates a lovely team spirit. That's what keeps me there.
Fair enough. I know, having come and watched a couple of Epsom show, I know you're quite blessed from a number of companies in that you do seem to have quite a lot of men. They're obviously all over in Epsom, because a lot of companies that come in, and the company I belong to in Staines, we often sort of saying, you know, we'd like to get more men involved. As one of the rare breeds of men involved, what would you say to people, you know, particularly men who are out there thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, or, you know, what would you say to get them, you know, down to their local theatre group?
Okay, well, if you can walk, you're in. No, yes, you're right. It just gives you a buzz. If you can sing a bit, and if you can move a bit, then you're in. You have a wonderful time. They'll be come along to join us in Tadworth every Monday night, every week, or other societies are available. And you will be welcomed, and you will be on a journey where you'll be working towards something where you can be proud of being on stage. I mean, just try it. You can be at the front as a star, or you can be at the back just supporting, and you can, you know, get a real buzz from it.
I think, like you said earlier on, one of the draws for me is about, you know, it's 2 hours to be someone else.
Yes.
It doesn't make your problems go away, but it's 2 hours when actually they can stare at the door and I'll go off and be someone else for 2 hours. And it's quite a relief sometimes, some nights, someone else. So you're playing Coco.
Coco, yes.
So tell us a little bit more about Coco.
He was a tailor, a cheap tailor, and did something, I don't know what he was, but then he got thrown into jail. And he was the one who the town said, well, you're going to be the Lord High Executioner. So he's done some sort of crime, we don't know what, and he gets thrust into the position of power. He's got a big chopper, big sword, and all the other people in the town, all the other officials, refuse to serve under this new upstart, so I'm on my own. But somebody else called Pooh Bah comes along and says, I'll support you. I'll have all the other roles. So he becomes Lord High everything else. So this character of Coco, he doesn't really know what's going. He's a bit bewildered and befuddled, and he just experiences. And he's got, of course, he somehow is betrothed to this young lady, Yum Yum, his ward, but she loves somebody else. Anki Poo.
Not always the way.
So,
that's it. You were saying that it's set in sort of 1940s America, but obviously all the names are still the same, and to some extent the story you wouldn't expect to see in 1940s America. You would hope they would have moved on a bit from executioners and people being haven't been beheaded for flirting. So how does that work then? How do you sort of wrestle those two things together? The kind of almost quite ancient story in a much more modern setting.
It is a weird juxtaposition. It's a bit fantasy, really. So there are some bits from Japan. There's the executioner and the sword and the scroll and the bowing, and things are written in Japanese. Yet they've got zoot suits from the 40s and the big lapels and the colourful dresses for the girls from the American. It's a bit of an American twang in it, with Americanisms as well. Mm-hmm. So they both get alongside in a strange way.
Okay. Well, I think that's something to go down and see. So, as you said, 2 weeks tonight you open. So that's, what, the 9th of April?
Yep.
And you're at the Epsom Playhouse?
Yes.
Very nice venue too.
It's lovely. Yeah, lots of professional theatre. Very nice. Come along.
So how can people get tickets?
Okay. Quick ways to look online at epsomplayhouse.co.uk. Or on Facebook, or they can phone the Playhouse on 01372 742 555 and get your tickets.
Tickets are £19. There's some £17 concessions on Tuesdays and the Saturday matinee. So it's the 9th to the 13th of April.
Yeah.
7:30 at the Epsom Playhouse and 2:30, I guess, on the matinee, is it?
Yes.
Traditional times.
Yes.
Excellent. So to give people a bit of a flavour, we're going to play a song. We're going to play one that probably quite a lot of people might know, even if they don't know where they know it from. But the song is Three Little Maids. So where does this fit in the story?
Okay, so this is Yum Yum. She is the ward of Coco, the Lord High Executioner, although she doesn't want to be. And she comes back from school, three little schoolgirls. They come back and just walk into town and say, here we are. This is, here we are, three little schoolgirls.
Excellent, with a jazzy twist.
Absolutely, yes, come and see it and you'll see.
Fabulous.
Surprised.
Stephen, thank you so much for coming in and talking about it. It sounds fab.
You're welcome, Dan.
I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Epsom Light Opera Company's production taking place at the Epsom Playhouse at Tuesday the 9th to Saturday the 13th of April, 7:30, 2:30 matinee as well. Get your tickets online at epsomplayhouse.co.uk or give them a call on 01372 742 555. Tickets are £19 each. £17 concessionary rates available on the Tuesday and on the Saturday matinee. Huge thanks to Stephen for coming in and telling us all about it. And I wish you and everyone involved in the show all the very best of luck.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.